This is Chris.
Hey, Chris, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. How are you doing today?
Not bad, not bad.
Good to hear. So the reason I was calling, we saw that you clicked in your client dashboard for, it looks like, more information on Google Guaranteed, and you clicked on more info on Yelp ads. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Or?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, so Google Guaranteed, have you heard of that platform before? Do you already know how it works?
No.
Okay.
No.
So what it is, it's a pay-per-lead program directly through Google.
Okay.
And the way these leads work is, for one, they're only sent to you. So you don't, like, share the lead with other companies.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes through via phone call. Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why it's becoming so popular, you only pay for qualified leads. Meaning, when that lead calls you, if you schedule an appointment with them, like if you schedule an estimate, or if you quote them over the phone, which I know you don't like typically do in your industry, but if you were to quote them or schedule an appointment, those are the only two things considered a qualified lead that you would be charged for.
Right. I got charged for, I tried Angie leads.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm familiar with them. Yeah.
Yeah. And they charged me for a bunch of bogus leads.
They charge you for everything. And yeah.
Yeah. I only had two appointments that didn't pan out also, but at least they were appointments,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, but all the others were like bogus.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And, just a ripoff, complete ripoff.
Yeah. The main difference with this compared to Angie leads, Thumbtack and networks even, is you don't share the lead with other companies. And the other major difference is it has an automatic dispute system. So if they call and it's like out of your radius or a solicitation call, a service you don't provide, or anything but a booked appointment or a quote, you're automatically not charged for those leads. It's nothing you have to do on your end.
Okay.
You know? Now, just so you know, let me pull that up for you. Give me 1 second. Let me make sure. So kitchen remodeling and bathroom remodeling, right, are the main services?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So give me 1 second here. They actually just separated both of those categories, so let me pull it up real fast, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Second here.
It's just kitchen remodeling.
Kitchen remodeling? Okay, perfect. I'll pull up the requirements in a second here, too, but let me get you the lead fee first. Is it? Bear with me, brother. Kitchen and bathroom remodeling are the same lead fee, actually. It's $46.67 per qualified
lead.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Google requires a minimum budget, too. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You could always set, like, a higher budget if you'd like. The minimum I'm required to go over with you, though, that's at $609. That's for 13 leads.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. And the way your lead budget works, so, like, whatever lead budget you set, it rolls over. So let's say you did the minimum budget, for example, at 13 leads, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you take on 13 qualified leads. You scheduled an appointment or quoted each lead that came through. The next month, you're charged $609 to replenish your lead budget, okay? Now I'm going to use one lead as an example just to make the math easier on me. let's say you take on one qualified lead and you pause your leads for whatever reason, or let's just say you only got one qualified lead that month. The next month, you're not charged $609. You're only charged for that one lead you took on, the $46.67. Does that make sense, how that works?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, we don't charge whatever lead budget you set until we finish the Google Guaranteed application process. I'm going to pull up what that consists of right now. Give me 1 second here. Usually I already have all this pulled up, but I just, as soon as I saw the click, I just gave you a call.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Give me 1 sec here. Alright. And you're out of New York. Okay, so there's no license requirement for your vertical and area. Let me check the insurance real quick. 1 sec here. I see your business is registered, but there's no, like, specific license, you know?
No, nope.
New York.
Just the DBA. It's DBA. It's not,
yeah, and you already sent that to us, too, which is perfect. They actually just updated the insurance this month. So you need a minimum liability insurance in the amount of $250,000.
Right, yep.
Yeah. Do you currently have that?
I don't have that right now because okay. I don't have a project signed.
Right. So prior to doing the application for Google Guaranteed, we would want you to have the insurance. That way it like passes like flying colors. So this is what you'll need, and I'll shoot you everything via email too.
Okay.
You're going to need the insurance. I'll send you the amount. It's $250K liability. Also, Google is going to require a background check.
Yep.
They just changed it to, they used to go off the past 7 years. Now they go like lifetime, basically. They're looking for any felonies. Okay. So as long as you don't have any felonies, you're golden. And then the last requirement is you need 5 reviews to activate your Google Guaranteed page. Usually while we're doing the application, we have you work on the reviews, essentially, you know?
Sure.
But let me, so I have Chris, Molesky at gmail.com. Is that the best email?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Perfect. I get that last name right? Did I say it correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right. Perfect. So email I'm sending you right now, Chris, it's titled Google Guaranteed. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to reply to the email, with your vertical. Cost per qualified lead, what the minimum budget requirement is, and I'm going to copy and paste all the subcategories in your vertical too. That way you can just see them in writing. Okay?
Okay. Great.
And I'm also, just so you get the right, like when you call the insurance company, you have the right stuff, right? I'm going to send you the amount to that too, okay?
So,
so I'll get that reply to you in just a second. Now, did you click on the Yelp ad by accident, or did you want to know about that as well?
No, I clicked on it, and I thought you guys had me listed on Yelp, didn't you? And I saw something on my phone, and I clicked on it, and they said they were going to get back to me, or the email said they'd respond. I didn't get a response from that.
Okay.
I thought I had listed in Yelp.
Yeah, so we list you on Yelp, but we have like an upgraded service where it's like, and it's one of our newest services we started offering. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
They do like Yelp ads. Now, I don't work in that department. My wife actually does though. She's like amazing. So what I could do, I could schedule an appointment with you and her. That way she can explain it to you a little further, you know?
Okay. I had someone call me about the Yelp ads too. Someone did call me.
Oh, you might have already talked to her. Let me see here. Give me a second. No, I don't see that you've spoken to her. That might have been directly through Yelp. She sets it up where it's like a white glove service where they kind of like, I don't know, it's super cool. I'd recommend you hear it from her. Let me see, is this a good time for you right now?
Let's pass on that right at the moment.
Okay.
I tried Angie's and I've tried Local Splash for almost a month now, but I haven't got any leads, so I might have to discontinue the service, you know, before next billing statement is up, you know, before I get billed again, because I'm super tight on cash. I haven't generated any work to pay the bills. So I can't continue, you know, paying. Is the Google Guaranteed something I can do just separately, or do I have to be registered with Local Splash or still, still enrolled in the Local Splash?
you can do it separately to answer your question. But I do want to tell you, like, so you've been with us for 2 weeks now. Yeah, I'd recommend you stick it out. Like, cause getting your Google page, like what you currently pay for, like listing you on the map section is a top recommended option. Our timeline, yep, we sent you in writing for that 45 to 60 days to start ranking. Mm-hmm. So you really want to give us like 2 months to see it like hit full fruition. Yeah. Now I know, your Facebook ads are going right now and it looks like you're getting, like I see there's traction on there, but it doesn't look like I was reviewing the stuff. It doesn't look like good leads though coming through. So,
nothing for a job, correct. Yeah.
Yeah. They're asking for like, yeah, I saw the messages. They were kind of weird, you know, but, those are kind of hit or miss, so it's good you're getting traction on there, but you should get some calls in the meantime. But I would keep the local SEO going. That way you could start ranking in that map section as a top recommended option. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay.
So look, you have 2 more weeks. You still have Facebook ad budget. Your next billing is on, here, let me give you the exact date. January 2nd is the next billing. Mm-hmm. What I'd recommend, if you don't cancel, if you want, you could take the Facebook ads off if you needed to. But let us keep doing the local SEO. That way we could get that rolling for you to show up in that map section as the top recommended option. You know?
Are the Facebook ads, how much are those?
They're $100. You have $100 going towards the Facebook ads. So if you took the Facebook ads off, it would essentially be $149 instead of you paying $249.
Yeah. Let's do that. Can you set that up for me now, or do I have to call someone else?
Well, so if they cut it off, you still have ad spend going. So I'd recommend
call on the first.
This is what I'll do. I'll have somebody from the client support side call you, because they can schedule like an actual time to call you back. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
To make sure they don't build a Facebook app again. And I'll have somebody from the Facebook department call you too, so they can go over the results and all that good stuff. You know?
Yeah. And I like the thought of having a website, you know, and I'm going to add some pictures and stuff to that.
You don't want to stop before the magic happens. You know what I'm saying? Because the Facebook ads are great, but being listed in that map section is a top recommended option. That's where the calls typically come from. So you don't want to leave before that happens. I'm glad you brought it up to me for sure, you know?
Okay, thank you. Thank you. The 100, you know, saving that money, that'll make a difference, and I'll stick on for another month or two and see how it goes.
Yeah, and then Google Guaranteed, it's just the application process. So once we get that app, like, rolling and you're approved, then we're able to turn your leads on right away. We see our clients, like, when you turn your leads on, usually you start getting leads, like, day one from that, you know? So you have that in the back burner, too. But the local SEO will be beneficial because you don't pay per lead, you know? So.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so let me, yep, let me review that. Let me think about the think about the Google Guaranteed and look at my finances here a little bit. I've been looking just for a full-time job too, so I have income.
Yeah.
To pay bills, you know, and then I still have time to do this too. And then if I get a big job, I could break away from the full, you know, the other position or whatever.
Right. It's all about like, we have some clients that have been with us for the past 19 years, you know, like, the longer you're with us, the higher traction you get, obviously. But if you're looking for a full-time job, and I'm assuming you just need more work, right? To keep this consistent and keep this your full-time job. That's what it sounds
I just need, I need income, you know, I got to get some income going, but I got to do something.
Right.
Truck payment and bills. So.
Right. Yeah, that local SEO might be the ticket for you just to get some jobs. Because obviously you're not selling lemonade, you know. You get some jobs and you're making profit pretty quick. But we just got to get you those jobs. So I'll do that though. I'm gonna put in a request for our Facebook department to call you, and they'll go over the results with you, and then they could schedule a time to like take the ads off before the next billing if that's needed. Okay.
All right, and then do you have like a direct number I can call you back when I decide on Google Guaranteed, you know, when I want to go forward with the application and the down payment and all that?
Yeah, if you ever have any questions too on anything, feel free to call me, you know. So I'll send you my direct line and extension right now via text message.
Okay.
And it's in the email already sent too.
Okay, great.
All right. So let me. Okay. Daniel Nelson.
Daniel, thank you.
Yes, sir. So I shot you that text right now. I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna send the info over to the Facebook department, and then I'll get you that reply to the email too. Okay. So that's gonna come here shortly.
Okay.
All right.
Great. Thank you, Daniel.
All right, brother. Great talking to you, Christopher. Have a great rest of your day and happy holidays.
You too. Bye.
Bye.